Father, we just thank you once again. Come before your presence, oh God, before your people and God. And Father, I so depend on you, oh God, to speak through me. I can't do it by myself. I need you, God. I need you to speak through me, God. Transform my mind and my heart, oh God. Every word that comes from my lips, oh God, I want it to be fire. Burn me up on the inside as well, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I look for you to perform miracles, oh God, because you said once we are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, then we can perform miracles, greater works. And God, we look for it. That's my prayer every time I come, every person I contact, come in contact with, oh God. But most of all, oh God, I just pray today, God, that you would just use me, oh God. And this word, oh God, concerning this fellow, God, that I'm going to be speaking about today, God, I just want you to just use me, oh God, and just take control of my mind, every thought right now, God. And I just remove myself out of this situation right now. And now it's you, God. Use me right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your anointing, oh God. And I thank you for your power right now in this place. And most of all, God, I thank you for your love and kindness, oh God, your love. Oh God, and I know that's what we've been teaching on about love, oh God, the love of you. So God, let me continue in that realm, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Give him a praise, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's see how we're going to do this. All right. Amen. God is good. Man, we have been, in the last couple of weeks, we have been in some. Sister Linda Kane started out talking about the creation. And she started out, you know, of course, Dominique, she always come back with, you know, summing up everything that we all do, you know, and she comes and she sums it up. And, you know, she's good at that stuff. She's just like her mama. You know, that's the way her mama was. Her mama, she, you know, you listen to Pastor Donna's messages. She could see, you can see and you can hear her mom all in her. Okay. And yeah, you hear her daddy, you know, sometimes if she get a little excited, she might hear her daddy at times. But basically, you hear her mom all the time when she's, well, most of the time when she's speaking, you know, because that's where she's at. But, she summed up what we did the last time during the consecration. And during that time during the consecration, man, we had an awesome time. Did we not have an awesome time on the consecration 21 days? I got COVID during that time, so I wasn't able to come into church the last 3 days of the consecration because I had COVID. But you know what? I still prayed. I still did it what I said I was going to do. Still stayed on the consecration. But you know what? God still blessed. And I know he blessed you. And then we came back with the new series that we're teaching on now, The Love of God. And Sister Linda came. She started out with talking about the creation of God. And you know how God just created all of this good stuff, the earth and the fullness thereof.
Yeah.
You know, and man, she came forth with an awesome word. The word was great. You know, she talked about how God just spoke.
Yes.
You know, and you know one thing about it. You know, one thing about it is that I realized in my studying and during the time of my time of studying down through the years that basically everything that God did, he just said. He just said it. And you know, and here's the thing about it that gets me. You know, that behooves me. You know, I like to use that word sometimes. Behooves me. It behooves me that we do not use that term speaking. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, oh, I wish I had this. God said, so he said, let it be a flower, and there it was. And it was up to Adam to name everything, like she said, up to Adam to name everything. She didn't go into the details of everything in her message, but that's, she summed it all up. Amen. But in the midst of it all, she expressed the love of God through all his creation of what God was doing. Amen. In creating the earth, he created, separated the earth from the sky, from the water, and which we call firmament. And you know what? And I even asked her, because she was in the Navy, you know, so she was out on a ship, you know what I'm saying? John's in the Marines, and he was out there on the water too at times. But, you know, I think John was out there on the water, but I know Linda being on the ship, you know, and I've been on the ship too, and I've been out there in the water, been on the Kennedy, being out. And the thing about it is that the firmament, the horizon, you know, it's like, okay, is there an end to that? You ever wonder, you know, you're out there, you look in the, you're out there at the beach, you know, and you look beyond and you just see, and you see the sun, you see the sky, and then you see the ocean, you know, and then you see that line, but yeah, there's still, you know, it says if there is no end to that. Can I just say that's how God's love is to us? It's no end to the love that God has for us, you know? See, I saw that on her message that she told. Yeah, this is what she's talking about. But, you know, and the thing is that, hey, all the things that God did during those times before he even made us. Before he made us. See, we were made after all he did, all that he did. Okay? And so he did all that stuff. Of course, he told Adam, he said, once he made man, then he told him that he did this. Got the right to this name every day, you know, name it. Uh-oh, here we go right here. Now, here it is. God spoke things into existence, right? And then he told man to name everything. Yep. Guess what he's doing? He's still speaking. Huh? What y'all doing? Well, I feel like preaching. No. Okay, and then, just okay, I'm just coming up to where I need to be. So I'm just bringing y'all up the car. Right. Okay. And then D last week. And you know, and the thing about D, Sister D, man, she just goes on with it. You know, at Sunday, she went on a whole different level, a place that she, I mean, an elevation that she was like, oh, I was like, oh, that's Deanna. Sister Deanna. She took it to a whole nother level. And I mean, I'm just like this. I'm sitting in my seat and I'm tapping my feet, I'm taking notes. And in my spirit, man, is just being tainted because she is preaching. She's teaching a word that's just tearing me up on the inside. Just talking about the man. Oh, yes. Yeah, and that was like, and if y'all... Get on the website and go check the message back out. If Nick can put it back in there, but I recorded it. But you know, but she talked about the how God loved the man, you know, and the thing about it was that the thing was that they were sitting up there entertaining the serpent. They were entertaining the serpent. I'm not gonna say that she was, but they both were. How long were they doing it? You know, oh, who knows? And that don't even matter. But they was entertaining the serpent. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we do. We entertain different things that we don't have no business entertaining. Right. You know what I'm saying? But God is so loving. He's so forgiving. And he loves us just that much that he forgives us anyway. Because when he said, you know, he goes back. He said, if we ask to forgive us, he's going to forgive us. How much love is that? She talked about unconditional love. That's exactly what that was, unconditional love. Even though they got exiled out of the garden, but yet and still, guess what? God still loved them so that he still blessed them. He still made a covenant with them. But you can't come back home. You can't come back to that home. You know what I'm saying? But he did not leave it where we could not get touch bases back with him. He did not leave it so that we could not have that connection with him like he did in the garden. We still had that connection with him. All we had to do was just come to him on bending knees, you know. And even though, and I wondered about, you know, and I searched that, you know, and I said, well, you know what? I said, I see Adam. Adam was like, okay, yeah, well, you know, God said, well, hey, where were you? Even though God knew where he was. But he asked him, say, where were you? And he, you know, it's like he could have lied, but he was like, he didn't say, well, he said, I was hiding. We were hiding because we were naked. We were naked. I'm going to get to my message. He was naked. We were naked, man. We were naked. And God said, who told you was naked? He asked the question, who told you that? You know? In other words, there was a possibility there was other folks that could have told him that, but they didn't. Who told you that you were now? But the Bible says there's another passage that said their eyes were open.
Right.
Their eyes was open, just like our eyes are open. Our eyes are open. Now that we're born, our eyes are open. And sometimes, I know Pastor Donald used to say, we had to pray for God to put blindness on our eyes sometimes. Man, I used to pray for that. Yeah, you know, because we see too much. And when we see too much, it messes us up. You know, but guess what, folks? God still loves us. Woo, he still loves us.
Hallelujah.
He still loves us. Hallelujah. But he said, and God said, look, God, he just commanded us to do this. He said, love. You know, it's something that I heard Joyce Meyer say, and I use this phrase every single day. He said, and not only her, but it was somebody else that said the same thing. It was another, and on one of my motivational things, it says, when I wake up in the morning, before I put my feet touch the ground, I wake up and I open my eyes and I say, Lord, I just want to love you more and I want to know you better. And that's what I want to do. If I don't do anything, Lord, that's what I want to do. I want to love you more and I want to know you better. That's what I want to do. And that's my prayer. That'd be my prayer. And if you hear me, I'd be praying that, Lord, help us to love you more and know you better. That's what I want to do. Even though I've been in this thing since I was 20 years old, I still don't know it all. But you know what? There was something that puzzled me after you all finished. Is that Adam... I don't see where Adam had even, you know, I don't, maybe they didn't have to at that time, even go to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I was a little puzzled about that, so God's mercy was even so much greater back then, even though he killed folks, you know, he ain't take no mess. He would say angels back there in the back. But you can't get back in here, buddy. You messed up, you evicted. And so he put cherubims up there, you know, with flaming swords, so that way they could not come back. And he said, look, you know why? He said, look, we better block this door so they can't come back in. And then here's what got me. He said, we better block this so that way they won't come and live forever. Because they're going to the tree of life if they get back in here now that their eyes are open.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that what we would do? If we knew that the tree of life was out there, right, we would all run out of this building right now and go get a leaf and eat it so that we can live forever and do whatever we want to do when we want to do it, right? Without, amen. But anyway, so that takes me to where I need to be.
Amen.
All right.
And wow, we... Man, that takes me to where we need to be. And here's a. I want to talk to you today, just to talk to you a little bit about Noah. My little things about Noah's Ark.
Come on, Pastor.
And I tried to, that is so vast about Noah, because you gotta go down through the lineage. You know, you got to find out who, where it all started at, you know, like we do in Sicily, you know, Nick was going in there looking for the block, find our history family tree, you know, you go through your family tree and you look down and you find out that, you know, this was that. You know, these folks live a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, they were living like 500 years before they had one child. And y'all be complaining about, oh, yeah, well, I ain't having no more babies. Mine is done at 25. You know, and I was looking at the thing, and I was like, hey, man, he had a child. He was like, ooh, 500. Enoch was 65 years old. This is in Genesis, the 5th chapter, verse 5 and 6 chapter. This is where I'm coming from. I'm only going to read a couple of scriptures out of here. I actually left my Bible and some stuff at the house, but I think you're going to be blessed with what the little notes that I have. And I believe that you've been blessed already with what I've had, what the Lord gave me to say. And this is, yes, the New King James. And this is in this Bible, the 5th chapter, and I just want to read one verse out of it. in the fifth chapter, it gives you the genealogy of Adam right on down to where it all begins from where Adam, and then it goes on down to the beginning where Enoch, Methuselah, and on before they came down to when Noah was born. Of course, in the verse 32 is of course that one that I said when Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Shephah. That was it at 500. Mm-hmm. He was 500. See, I tried to figure out, I said, man, these people lived a long time. What were they eating? What was they doing? And you know, and if you go back, because you know, Enoch was his granddaddy. You know that Enoch was his great granddaddy, great granddaddy. Methuselah was his grandfather, and Lamech was his father, was Noah's father. If you read that in the verses in the fifth chapter, you can read that from all back to verse 21 in your time. Okay, because I'm not going to be here too much longer. But in that time, this is where it comes down. But these guys live. Well, of course, you know, Enoch lived like 360 some years, and then he was gone. And they still say it because he never died that he is still alive. So he still, whatever year that was that God pulled him and opened the door and let him come in, you know, technically they're still saying his age is still going on. Him and Elijah, they were both far because they're the only two in the Bible that actually got caught up, you know, and just was taken. Amen. Yeah, and they were taken and not returned. Some people say, well, Moses got a landslide or whatever happened to him in the rock. They nobody know where he at, but he did see the Lord's blood or something, you know. I guess that's what he saw behind. That's what the Bible said. He saw his hind part, you know. That's what they said. They said that's why maybe that's where they get the word hind part from. I'm gonna get your hind part, you know. Let me stop. But you know, Enoch, he walked with God, you know, 365 years he was there, man, and then he just went on. God said, come on. And the Bible said he was not, for God took him. That's in verse 24. And Methuselah, that was his son. And he lived 900 plus years. Good gracious. 900. And he was 80 some years. He was 187 years when he got Lamech. You know? 180 some years. Boy, okay. But you know, and they had other kids, you know. But let me get away from that. That is not what I'm talking about. I want to talk about, you know, why God protected, why God did what he did with Noah. You know, and he didn't just give Noah, but he gave others the opportunity, you know, because I understand, even though it doesn't say it per se, that, you know, that Noah went out preaching to, because Noah was not a preacher. You know, he just followed the command of God. He was just obedient, because in scriptures you'll find in the sixth chapter that he did what God commanded him to do. Amen. And so in the process of him doing what God told him to do, I kind of went down, and I'm about to get ready to roll out of here. And I was just putting down some information about the time. It was a time to build an ark, and it's time for you to build your own ark, right? Y'all want to know scripture?
All right.
It's time for you to build your ark. It's time for you to stop doing what you're doing and just go ahead on and get into the ark. Because I'm trying to figure out, say, well, why did God do what he did? And why was the purpose why God saved this particular group of people, you know, to start a new family? You know what I'm saying? And the process, it did not happen overnight. And like we have seen that in time past, and you're going to have to read these. You're going to have to read from 5 to 8. 5 to chapter 8. You're going to have to get in there and read, and you can see where the timeline from where when God took and told him to build, stop building the ark, you know, and he got out there. He was not a real carpenter. His sons' wives, they were not, you know, people that did those type of things because they were merchants. Amen. But they took him. They took him. We got out there and they began to start building. And you know, you see movies where they showed how Noah, he was the one main one that was building the ark. It won't lag that his sons was helping them too. His sons was helping them build the ark. And I looked through some stuff. I've seen all kinds of stuff that for the positive right on down to the negative. You know, saying that it was virtually impossible for him to do this. And to have all these different animals coming, but there is nothing impossible for God. And I realize that God is able to do anything, man. If God can turn around and in the midst of a storm, just like we had just recently, we went from summer to winter in just a few hours. Come on, you can't tell me that there ain't no God, you know, and God can't do no anything. And so, you know, and I was looking at, I just took and wrote down some figures, you know, about the ark itself. And it took two months and 17 days for the water to start. Before the water started. So if it went after they had finished in the process, but it took 2 months and 17 days when the water started. And it rained for 40 days. That's what the Bible says. Here's the thing, right? We always knew that it rained for 40 days, but they floated before the worst. It was 150 days. They was out there floating around for 150 days. Can you imagine what was going on that boat? Can you imagine being in a boat with a bunch of animals? And not only that, why didn't they get ate up by the animals? Huh? I think that at this point, this is what I think, just for a moment, they were back in the garden. They were back in where you had begun, the beginning. They were back in a place where it was just them and God. Amen. Because when Adam was in the garden, when him and Eve was in the garden, they fellowship with all the beings, creatures, and everything that was there. Amen. They had no fear, no animals or nothing like that. So to me, in my mind, I began to start thinking. I said, wow, God, you did this on the ark. So you made a Garden of Eden on the ark that. But God said in the word, he said, now put a lot of food on you. How did they know how much food to put up there? Then it went on to say, he said, on the seventh month and the seventh day, the ark landed on Ararat. It landed there. Now it was floating. Now I just told you that the worst was over 150 days. It took 150 days for the worst to be over. But we always thought that it rained for 40 days and that was it. And then it landed on the mountain. And then after that, the raven went off for 7 days. And then after this raven went off for 7 days, then that came back. And then they sent a dove out after that. And then a dove came back. And then after that, the dove went out again. Then the dove came back with a leaf. And that was it. But that ain't the way the story went. The story went that it rained 40 days. Tell you, the love of God is so awesome. Can you imagine what it smelled like on the boat? The probability that maybe it smelled like one of them vanilla incense that I put in my car sometimes. It may. You know what I'm saying? Because God had an opportunity. God can do anything.
Thank you.
Who want to work on a farm all of their life? Who want to work in a farm for the next 40 days, for the next 100, for the whole next 190 days? Rain 40, then 150, that's 190 right there.
Okay.
That's almost 200 days with creatures that some of them eat you, human beings. Ooh, Lord, God had it. But then until the first day, they landed on the Ararat until the first day of the 10th month when they saw land. Now, that's when they saw it. They saw land on the, at the 10th month. That was October for us. Mm-hmm. October 1st. 2 days before Nick's marriage. Uh-huh. 2 days before, 3 days before Pastor's birthday. Okay. 16 days before Jack's birthday. Uh-huh. Huh. How many days before your birthday? 20. See? 19. 19 days before David's birthday. Hallelujah. They saw land. They saw land. They ain't done. And after 40 days, Noah opened up the window. So here, they had the 17th month. Now, mind you, it all started on the second month, on the 17th day, February 17th, after Valentine's Day. Everybody had an opportunity. But you got to understand why God did what he did, because he got tired of all that mess that was going on over there. You know, you got the sons of men having intercourse and stuff like that. They got, you know, everything was good for a while. And then the sons of men, God's boys, they saw that y'all look good. So they wanted, but they had to marry y'all. They had to get married. So they got married. They all had babies by them, but your babies was giants. And then they didn't have no respect to God at all. You know, no love for God at all. And how can me, being a heavenly being, have a connection with you and not, and then we have a seed, and my seed doesn't have no connection to God whatsoever, but I already have connection with God because I'm one of the sons. So God said, we got to mess this thing up. We got to do this. I can't do this. This is a mess. And God let them know. Y'all better, you better change your ways. You better change your ways, because if you don't change your ways, guess what? You're going to die. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to fix it so that way you will not survive. I'm going to raise the water up so high that even a giant will not even survive. That's what he said. He said, every living creature is going to die. Every living creature is going to die. Even the flying creature is going to, because you're going to fly. You're going to fly, but you're going to run out of wings. You're going to run out of wings. You're going to be out there flying. You're going to flap your wings, but after a while, you're going to get tired. And you're coming down. And when you come down, you're coming down in the water. And once you fall in the water, you ain't coming back. But there's a water that happened. And you're going there. Let me go. Uh-huh. Man. Is this good? Okay? Yeah. Now, here, after 40 days, Noah opened up the door. He opened the window after 40 days. After 40 days, here, day 41, he opened the window. Now, we got 50, we got 150, we got 40, now we got another 40. That's 230 days that boat been out on the water. They told us it was only 40. Better read it for yourself. And then after that, God said, he said, here's what happened. Noah sent out a raven after that, and the raven went, came back. He came back. The raven went out back and forth, going back and forth, going back and forth, going back and forth. He did that 7 times. And he didn't go. Then Noah said, what? He didn't turn around and say, what? He goes, he sent a dove out. And the dove came back. And after the dove came back, guess what? He came back with a leaf, with a piece of plant. I don't know what it was. They say it was an olive leaf. Could have been. Might have been a fig leaf. But whatever it was good. And then the next time, he didn't come back at all. But they was out there for a long time. They were on the Kennedy. They weren't on any other of those military ships. They was on the Ark, made out of gopher wood. And if you do any type of studying about gopher wood was like cedar, but it was a different type of wood. Once the water hit it, it binds together. Ain't that something? They ain't use no glue to put the wood together. Ain't that something God said? And you can't even find gopher wood nowhere. Try to find it somewhere. You look up, you look it up Google, gopher wood. You know what it's going to take you to cedar. But even with cedar, cedar don't mind of like gopher wood. You got to talk to God to get gopher wood. So what I'm telling you today, you need to go ahead and start building. Take the time to build your own ark. Build your own ark so that way you will be safe. So that way you will be protected. So that way you will be in a place of safety with God in your ark. You know what I'm saying? Because out here is too much stuff going on. Many of us been caught up. I had the virus and many of them, he had the virus. We all had flus and all this other stuff. But you know what? God is wanting us to protect us. He wants to keep us from all of this stuff. It's only going to get worse. And the only way that we got to stay in the ark. We used to say this was our ark right here. You know, but you got to have it out in your home too. You got to have a safe place in your home where you can just go and be and feel good when you get into your house. I ain't talking about watching BET and all this other stuff, listening to a lot of music videos. I ain't talking about all of that because that ain't what we need. But what you need is more of the word.
Amen.
It's more of the word. I see these people with, no, they were upright. You know what righteousness is? Righteousness is guilt-free. It's guilt-free. And it's saying free from sin. And I know we all go through stuff. We all have our issues. I don't want nobody to raise their hand. I can raise my hand, but I don't want nobody else to. We all have our issues. Amen. But God is the one who can deliver us from our issues. And he wants to. And he wants to do it today. But you have to make that choice. Amen. But you got to build your ark. And see, you know what God did? He said, this is the end of the pleasures. This is the desires and pleasures is coming to an end. But what it is going to be the desires for him. That's what's going to happen.
Amen.
And that's what he was doing with these people. And he took, and I said, you know what? God took, if we went back to the fourth chapter, and right after the third chapter where Dee was teaching, and then went into the fourth chapter before the fifth chapter, you'll find out that they did, in the midst of all of that, Cain, Adam, and all their other sons, because they had other sons that we don't know their names, and it don't matter, but they help populate the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that no more. I can't get with my sister. It's incest. You feel me? We can't do some things that we just can't do because it's not right. But see, you know, I can't have five wives. You know, even though they did that. You know what I'm saying? They still do that in Utah. They go to Utah. You can do it all you want. Yeah, it's just the sister thing going on in Utah. So you know, Miss Jackie Station, she be watching our Channel 30. You see all that stuff. But you can't do that now. The only thing is that we have to do what God says do. And here's the thing about it, in my closing, is that everything that Noah did, and I don't even want to talk about his sons, you know, because that's not the point. But everything that Noah did, he did what God commanded him to do. And I know that in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, my favorite, verse 1, it says, hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Hearken unto his voice. Let me read it to you. And this is my close. And this is, man, this is my favorite, man. The Lord gave me this back in when I was just 2 years in the making of being saved. And I did not know what it meant. But as I read it and as I got older and the more I read it, and you want a good affirmation, read this every day and just do it. Amen. Don't even go down to the second verse. Just read this every day and watch how your life will change. In Deuteronomy 28 chapter, it says, now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments and which I command you today. You got to ask him what you want to do today. You know what I'm saying? God, what do you command me to do today? You know? And see, that's what I believe that happened. They just ask God, you know, like God speak to them. I was like, why? You know, God just takes certain people and he just take them and just do things with them. But these are the people that God has, they have heart is already open to receive what God has for them to reap, you know, and out of all the blessings, I hear your testimonies and everything that, that God is doing, you know, now it's time for to give back. And he says to you today that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations. See what happens if you do that? Set you on high above all nations of the earth. Did not he set Noah and his family high above all nations of the earth? Huh? He did that. I give you 1,000 scriptures today. I just gave you some knowledge, man, some down-to-earth knowledge that if you just do what God commanded you to do and your whole life will change, you'll be riding around in a Maserati if that's what you want because you can speak it. You'll be walking around here with your bank full of money if that's what you speak. You'll be in a new home if that's what you speak. Because he says, so whatsoever you say and whatsoever you do in my name, it shall be. But he said, you follow my commandments. That's it. Jesse Gray Jr., that's all he's been doing. It's just following the commandments of God. He's not perfect. But he's just been following the commandments of God. Many guys in this people, many men and women in this Bible, not perfect. But when God said do it, guess what? They don't hesitate but to do it. And I'm learning every single day to do what God says do, regardless. People might not understand me when I do it, but I'm just going to do it. Because you know what? At the end, I'm going to be set up on high. God is going to make sure my body is straight. You know, I tell people I'm 67 years old. Many of them don't even believe it. Well, I'm almost. I'm getting there. I'll be there. Hallelujah. But I thank God. I thank God for all of you. Zoom. Love you guys. Every one of you. Thank God. And remember, it's time to build your own up. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, you know, it's always tough when we have to do stuff like this, but, you know, just want to be obedient. We just want to be obedient to you, oh God. And today we desire to be obedient to you right now in Jesus' name, oh God, that we would just follow your every command. We know it's hard for we as being human beings because even in your word, you have said that we're subject to mistakes, but we don't want to use that as an excuse to error. But God, we just want to follow your every word. Father, just teach us every day your ways. Help us to pray to you, oh God, every day, oh God, to build an altar, oh God. Help us to build an ark in our own environment, oh God. In Jesus' name, and our neighbors be saying, what is that you're doing? Why is that sound coming out of your house? And why that sound coming out of your car? And what is that sound I hear around you? And it's that heavenly sound that's sounding off. Jesus. And I know when you begin to start moving, there's always a sound before you move. And Father, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, forgive us for sins that we may have committed. And God, we are just noble and humble servants before you. So here we are today, God. Bless us right now. And God, thank you for your word on today, Lord Jesus. Thank you. I pray that, you know, that it went out and touched others, oh God, as well as it touched my own heart. And oh God, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus. And even right on down to the babies, oh God, we just thank you. And Father, so we ask you now to have your way in everything that we do. In Jesus' name.